This year, the Richmond Jazz Society is celebrating the 100th anniversary of the birth of Ella Fitzgerald with a series of four concerts featuring female jazz singers. The third concert in this series, coming up next Tuesday, May 9th, will feature Charlottesville native Veronica Swift. Swift is the daughter of pianist Hot O'Brien and singer Stephanie Nikosian. She placed second in the 2015 Thelonious Monk Vocal Competition. She's a recent graduate of the University of Miami, and she's now making a name for herself in New York. Coming up, I'll have a conversation with Veronica Swift. First, let's hear a selection from her recent recording, Lonely Woman. Veronica is joined by her father, the late Hot O'Brien, on piano in a performance of Harry Warren's September in the Rain on 88.9 WCVE, Richmond Public Radio.
In the rain, the sun went out just like a dying ember. That September in the rain, for every word of love I heard you whisper, oh, those raindrops seem to play the sweet refrain. Though spring is here, to me it's still September. September in the rain still come tumbling down, but nothing stay the same since I saw you on that rainy day. Well, I still hear you calling out my name. Believe me, I can go on living trying to forget you, but oh, the rain puts you back in my brain. If love was a game, you'd be the winner and win my shame. Me defeated, wallowing in pain, wanting your love to pull her in vain. Back when we were together, I thought that you were forever mine. A little did I know you deceived me and leave me here in the pouring rain.
For every word of love I heard you whisper,
singer Veronica Swift with September in the Rain on 88.9 WCVE. Veronica began singing jazz at a very young age. She was just 9 years old when she started her professional career. I spoke to her recently and asked her about her musical background and how she was introduced to jazz.
I grew up in Virginia. That's why I'm here. But my parents, Stephanie McCassian and Hod O'Brien, are two world-renowned jazz musicians. So I grew up hearing bebop around the house and some of the best swing music and hearing my parents play. And when it's like, you know, learning a language when you're at that age, you know, young age, you're absorbing it, and rather than just learning, and you develop the language at an early age. And that's kind of like how it worked with me with bebop.
So, who are the artists that really made an impression on you?
Besides my parents, obviously.
Right.
The jazz musicians that I've made an impact on my life were really, they came later. You know, like Anita O'Day and June Christie, Stan Kenton.
I want to be happy, but I won't be happy till I make you happy too. Life's really worth living when we are worth giving. Why can't I give some to you?
Pete Rugolo, Billy Strayhorn. Then you can go back to some earlier jazz too, you know, like the Boswell sisters and, you know, of course, Louis Armstrong and Mildred Bailey and Benny Goodman. But before I was really listening to jazz, I was always listening to classical music, you know, so I was really heavily into Stravinsky and Bach and Dvorak. And that's kind of where I was as a kid, the classical music. So mix that with the jazz and there you go.
Did I read correctly that you play trumpet as well?
Yes, I actually played trumpet and piano before I ever was singing seriously. I was playing trumpet in the orchestras, and my high school that I went to here in Charlottesville, Virginia, had one of the best jazz bands, you know, on the East Coast, and I was really lucky to be a part of that. The director took us on the road sometimes, and he helped bring my stage presence out. He had me singing, too.
This concert series for the Richmond Jazz Society is, you know, kind of geared towards celebrating the legacy of Ella Fitzgerald. And
absolutely.
So can you talk about what you've taken from Ella's music?
Yeah. First Lady of Song, as she is called. You know, I was listening to her, especially at an early age. She's very, very accessible to people of all ages and all backgrounds. And, you know, people who've never heard jazz love Ella, and that's why she's so magical. And what I've taken from her music, it's something new each time. You know, when I was a kid, of course, I responded to the scatting because that's kind of what attracted me to jazz so much, was how a vocalist could improvise with such ease and musicianship as an instrumentalist. And that's kind of where, you know, I was learning all her solos. I learned my first vocal solo I ever transcribed was her recording of Flying Home. Each time I listen to her, I get something new, and I always come back to her. You know, I find some new artists, and then I come back. Just recently, I've begun to understand the depths of her personality and how she actually really wasn't, you know, so happy and joyful. She had, like, a really lonely life on the road all the time. And her ballads, you know, learning more, taking more from her ballad singing, and her favorite songs were these really heavy songs, like But Not For Me, Body and Soul.
It all began so well.
but what an end. This is the time a feller needs a friend. When every happy place.
So it's like a new Ella every time.
Singer Veronica Swift. She'll be performing Tuesday night at Capitol Ale House, part of the Richmond Jazz Society's Guest Educators Concert Series, and a celebration of the legacy of Ella Fitzgerald. We'll listen next to a song that Ella recorded many times through her career, Cole Porter's Just One of Those Things, a duet performed by Veronica Swift and bassist Daryl Johns on 88.9 WCVE, Richmond Public Radio.
Just one of those things, just one of those crazy flings, one of those bells that now and then rings, just one of those things. It was just one of those nights, just one of those fabulous flights, a trip to the moon on gossamer wings, just one of those things. If we thought a bit of the end of it when we started painting the town, we'd have been aware that our love affair was too hot not to cool down. So goodbye, dear, and amen. Here's hoping we meet now and then. It was great fun, but it was just town, we'd have been away. was just fun, but it was just one of those. Great fun, but it was just fun. Oh, great fun, but it was just one of those things.
Singer Veronica Swift on 88.9 WCVE. In 2015, Veronica won second place in the Thelonious Monk Institute International Jazz Competition. If you watch her performance on YouTube, you'll see a confident, self-assured performer who doesn't seem too affected by the fact she's in an international competition.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Now I'm going to do a tune that's primarily done slow, but we're going to pick the pace up a little bit with this tune called You Don't Know What Love Is.
Jazz isn't supposed to be like competitive, but at this day and age, it's always good to have something like that on your, I guess, resume or whatever. So I just applied for it to see what happened. This was the first thing in my life I didn't want to be competitive about, you know, because I had, in high school, you know, they were gearing us up for competitions. And this was the first time I really just wanted to be an artist. And I think that attitude is what got me so far.
Until you've kissed and had to pay the cost. Until you flipped your heart and you have lost. No, you don't know what love is. Do you know how a lost heart feels at the thought of reminiscing and how lips a taste of tears all lose their taste for kissing? No, you don't know.
The fact that I just went there, I sang and connected with people, and that was the only goal. And it was really good. It was a great experience for me. It was the first time I found my place in jazz apart from my parents. That's the first time singing I grew into my own jazz artist. You know, because growing up as a musician with your parents, you're kind of in their shadow, you know. But that was the first time I think it's blossomed.
I would imagine, especially that's true if, I mean, with the parents that you have, you know, your dad and your mom being so well known for what they do.
Mm-hmm.
But
the monk competition, after that, it was actually kind of cool. My mom was, you know, getting people to say, oh, you're Veronica Swift's mom, you know, instead of people saying to me, oh, you're Stephanie's daughter, you know, like, it's like a fair exchange now. It's kind of cool.
Veronica occasionally performs with her mother in a show they call Double Vision. They'll be appearing in Stanton at Mary Baldwin College Monday evening to give a masterclass in jazz vocal improvisation. And there are other appearances you can read about at veronicaswift.com. She'll be appearing at Capitol Ale House Tuesday night at 7 with Weldon Hill on piano, Jay Sinnott on drums, and Mike Hawkins on bass for the Richmond Jazz Society's Guest Educator Series. Tickets and information are available at vajazz.org. Let's hear one more selection from Veronica's recording Lonely Woman. This is Horace Silver's composition Room 608. John Hendricks wrote lyrics for the number and gave it the title The Opener. Both of Veronica's parents are featured on this tune, Hot O'Brien on piano, Stephanie Nikosian on vocals, plus there's an appearance by Benny Banack III, sounding a lot like Joe Carroll on vocals as well. The Opener on 88.9 WCVE, Richmond Public Radio.
Wonderful music and wonderful rhythm and wonderful knowing that you're coping. This is what people love, so you need it when you open. When you gotta open and you're nervous cause you're doing the gig, then you gotta think of opening big. Bang goes the rhythm. Hit him in the head, then you got him, then you know you're knocking him dead. Every time you do it, then you get an indescribable thrill. Like the feeling when you're topping the bill. Bang goes the rhythm, knock him on the floor, then you got him, hit him till the bang for more. Gig time's coming, you're on, but pretty soon it's over and the mission cause you really did swing. Dig that wonderful band, they're shaking the stand. I'm telling you, man, let me tell you, everybody's gonna really have a wonderful fling. But really about to get it and you ain't about to quit it. Bang goes the rhythm, knock him on the floor, then you got him, hit him till the bang for more.
We are. You're bound to have a fling. Everybody better listen and hear the band begin to swing. Everybody better listen and hear the band begin to cook. Because you don't know what you're missing, you better come and take a look. Everybody better listen and hear the band begin to cook. Because you don't know what you're missing, you better come and take a look.
In the bill, bang goes the rhythm. Knock him on the floor, and then you got him. Hit him till the bang for more.
Gig time,
coming, you're on. But pretty soon it's over, and the mission, cause you really did swing.
Gig time, wonderful band.
They're shaking the stand. I'm telling you, man. Let me tell you, everybody's gonna really have a wonderful fling. Cause we're really about to get it, and you ain't about to quit it.
Bang goes the rhythm.
Knock him on the floor, and then you got him. Hit him till the bang for more.
Wonderful music, and wonderful rhythm, and wonderful knowing that you're coping. This is what people love, so you need it when you owe.